WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and back with us now, New York City's first ever Deputy Commissioner of Sanitation for Recycling and Sustainability, Ron Gonen, to continue our Earth Month series. He's spearheading the mayor's goal of doubling the city's recycling rate by 2017. Commissioner, welcome back.
Great to be here.
And we're working our way, for those of you who have been listening through the month, working our way around the pie chart of the city's waste stream that the Sanitation Department sent over. Folks, if you want to see this pie chart, it's really interesting to see how much of the waste stream is what kinds of materials. It's on our website, and if you click on the thumbnail, it'll expand to full size at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We've talked about electronics waste and hazardous chemicals and about food waste and textiles. So the remaining categories are paper, which we're going to talk about now, and then next week, metal, glass, and plastics as a group. But, folks, if you have a question about recycling paper products, you can call in right now, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for Deputy Commissioner Ron Gonen. And, Ron, the burning question at the checkout counter of your local supermarket, paper or plastic? So which is the environmental answer?
The environmental answer is to bring a reusable bag. If you don't have that handy, then paper is better because the paper can be recycled, and we actually get paid for the paper, whereas the plastic bag causes us a lot of issues.
Is there any case to be made for plastic on the grounds that plastic bags are so thin and the paper manufacturing process is so toxic?
No. First, we can't recycle plastic bags in our recycling program. Additionally, it has a tendency to break the machinery, whereas the paper bag, we can sell it to our recycling processor, Pratt, so there's a revenue opportunity, and then it gets recycled into another product and again into another product and so on and so forth.
So the first what do I do in my home question, I'll ask the first one. If the milk leaks on the paper bag or it's used for greasy takeout food, can it be recycled? Where's the line?
Mm-hmm. Paper can take a certain amount of contamination. There isn't a specific line we can give. But if it's just been soiled a little bit, that's fine. Please put it in your paper bin. One of the things that we're excited about in terms of our organics program, where we're going to be taking food waste, is you can put your soiled paper in your organic stream. So hopefully we'll be able to cover all aspects of paper.
So what happens to the pooper scooper compliance if plastic bags become scarce?
Newspapers.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Is there a market for recycled paper? I guess based on your previous answer, there's at least somewhat of a market.
There's a very robust market for cardboard and paper. We actually have a floor on our paper contract. So no matter what the market does, we always get paid a floor of $10 a ton. So it's a very healthy and robust market.
I heard that that market has even led to thefts of recycled goods. Is that right?
We have a major problem right now in New York City with theft of recyclables off of the street and in buildings of metal, glass, and plastic, as well as paper. And last week, we actually broke up a paper theft ring down in Battery Park City. So if anyone questions the value of recycling, there it is. People are stealing it before we can get it.
This is the new crime. It's recycled paper trafficking. There you go. Kenneth, calling from Islip. You're on WNYC. Hi, Kenneth.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. In these days of identity theft prevention, a lot of people are shredding their paper.
You bet.
Is this shredded paper still recyclable, especially since a lot of it might be packaged in like a plastic bag?
Okay. Actually, there are two great questions in there. One, shredded paper, any more or less recyclable than any other paper?
Shredded paper is absolutely recyclable. What we like to tell people, if you can rip it or you can tear it, we'll take it and recycle it.
And as far as packing it, does it defeat the purpose to put your paper recycling in a plastic bag?
It doesn't defeat the purpose. The plastic bag will be opened and the paper will be recycled. So if you are putting your recyclables in a plastic bag, that's okay.
And let's go to another call. John at Waterside Plaza. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi. I recall several years ago someone was trying to build a newspaper recycling plant in the Bronx, and there was a problem with their business plan, their funding, whatever, whatever. But it would seem like a fantastic idea since New York's such a great source. How's that going?
There are a number of different companies around the city that recycle paper. In terms of our residential recycling stream, all of our paper today goes over to Visi Paper, which is owned by a global company called Pratt. The facility is in Staten Island. They employ a lot of people in New York, and they recycle 100% of our paper today and will for a very long time.
Back to the paper versus plastic question, in a way, polystyrene foam, commonly referred to as styrofoam, as the mayor called it in the State of the City address. Is that ban going to happen?
We hope that it will. It's going to be going to City Council soon. We've received a tremendous amount of public support for it, and I would encourage any of your listeners who believe that that's something important for the environment as well as our economy, we have to pay to send it to landfill today, to tell your City Council person and help support that bill.
And that's up to City Council. That's in their court.
It will be up to City Council when it gets introduced to them.
Is the aim to stop New Yorkers from keeping their coffee hot? Or are you trying to get the manufacturer to make changes in the way packaging is made?
Well, we've looked at the 78 largest restaurants in New York City, representing over 3,000 locations, and over 80% of them have already banned foam on their own. So if you go to Starbucks or you go to McDonald's or you go to a lot of places, you're using a paper coffee cup, which is what we would prefer people to use.
Let's take a call from Cassius in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Cassius.
Hey, Brian. I've lived here for many years here in the city, and I've never understood why, you know, similar to how we have trash cans everywhere, why don't we have a can for, you know, just for paper, like for a thin slot for people to put newspapers or periodicals in? Why don't we see these possibilities for recycling scattered all over the city like we do trash cans?
Coming, right?
It's absolutely coming. It's a great comment. Today we have 25,000 trash receptacles around New York City and only 1,000 recycling receptacles. That will be changing very shortly. Coming in September, we plan to deploy thousands of recycling containers on New York City street corners.
Back to the plastic packaging. It is one of your strategies in general, right? Working with industry when certain products make up a sizable piece of the exported waste stream?
Absolutely. The solution to ensuring that everything gets recycled is not something that cities can do on their own or recycling facilities can do on their own or companies can do on their own. It's going to require a full life cycle analysis, which starts with the design of a product all the way to who's recycling that product and then ensuring that there's markets for it. So we all have to come together to solve this.
And you've got a conference scheduled next week, I see. New York City, Sims, the company behind the new recycling facility in Sunset Park, and Walmart are inviting retailers, consumer product companies, manufacturers, waste and recycling companies, cities, and environmental groups to all get together and talk about recycling. Has that not been done before, or what would be new at this conference?
It's been tried before, but I think that Sims, Walmart, and the City of New York have come together with a comprehensive plan regarding how all constituents can come together and invest in a solution. And we're going to have this meeting at the end of next week, and hopefully we'll come out with some solutions.
Why Walmart, by the way? New York City has not, let's say, been subject to its charms.
Sure. We're looking at how we can solve recycling nationwide. Walmart is the largest retailer. New York City is the largest city. So even though there's not a Walmart in New York City, and probably won't be anytime in the near future, in order to solve this problem, it requires everybody coming to the table, and that means New York City, Walmart, Sims, and a whole host of other people.
And is there any possibility that a conference like this could come to the policy proposal to actually charge the companies that manufacture a lot of plastic and other things for the waste streams that they create? Because right now, They get to just manufacture their product, and it's we, the taxpayers, who have to pay extra to fund the sanitation department, or if we own businesses, you know, to pay the private carters to do all the separation and et cetera. Why shouldn't there be a tax that estimates the cost to the public of the amount of waste that a manufacturer is creating?
It's an excellent point, and that's part of the conversation, which is showing companies the cost of disposing of their packaging or product. And if it is recyclable, that's a revenue source for the city. If it has to go to landfill, that's a tax burden for taxpayers. And we need to stop funding the disposal of products and packaging for companies that have a healthy balance sheet. They need to invest in better design in order to ensure that their products and packaging are recyclable.
Deputy Commissioner for Recycling and Sustainability in New York, Ron Gonin, Deputy Sanitation Commissioner, that is. And Emily in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
I work for a company up in the South Bronx. We do shredding, and we recycle all the paper, but our mission is to employ people with developmental disabilities. So we have about 25 people working up there, and I just wanted to know if there was a goal in the city for kind of making this a two-pronged social enterprise where you're recycling paper but also employing people that really need jobs right now.
Absolutely. In order to solve this problem, it's going to require a lot of people coming together, especially people in local communities. We have a great partnership we formed with Sustainable South Bronx and a number of different organizations around the city. And so if you think there's a partnership opportunity for your organization with our department, please send us an email and we'd be interested in speaking with you.
Okay. Emily, thanks a lot. So in New York City, the Department of Sanitation handles household waste, but businesses have to use private carting companies, right?
Correct. We collect from residential properties, institutions, nonprofits, and universities. Commercial businesses have to hire a private hauler to collect their material.
Are businesses required to recycle the same as households?
They are.
And how are they regulated, or how is that enforced?
It is very difficult to enforce the commercial recycling regulations. That is something that we're looking at and figuring out a better way to ensure that commercial properties do a good job of recycling.
Edward from Washington Heights writes on our comments page, at a previous job, we had two garbage cans in our cubes, a garbage and a recycle can. We dutifully sorted our waste. When the cleaning people would come by in the evening, pushing a tall garbage can on wheels, they would empty both garbage cans into the same rolling garbage can. You have a lot of problems with that practice?
We do see that a lot. One of the challenges with commercial recycling in New York is that it's all across the spectrum. We have some properties that do an amazing job of recycling. The Empire State Building is actually a great example of a building that does a great job recycling, to some buildings that do an okay job, to some buildings that are terrible, and we need to figure out a way to get everybody up to the top tier.
And Carolita writes on our page, what about those biodegradable poop bags that supposedly degrade at the rate of an apple core? I've been diligently buying those for my pooper scooper use. No one wants to use paper to pick up poo. I won't go into details, but think about it, she writes. Do you have a thought about whether those biodegradable bags are what they claim to be?
Well, there are compostable plastic bags, and there's an important difference between compostable and biodegradable. There are compostable plastic bags that have now come onto the market, and we are actually in the process of testing those bags in our organics program that we're going to be launching in May. So we should have some more information for folks over the next 6 months regarding the compostability of these compostable bags.
Now, looking ahead a little bit, next Monday, I will be hosting, or moderating, I should say, a mayoral candidates forum on Earth Day for the League of Conservation Voters at the Great Hall at Cooper Union. So the next potential mayors, or at least some of them, will have the opportunity to say what they would do in their terms. But also on Earth Day, I understand, Monday, April 22nd, Mayor Bloomberg is going to make a major announcement. Can you give us anything of a preview?
At a very high level, the announcement is going to be about expanding the amount of materials that our recycling program can take. And I'll stop there and allow the mayor to shine, because he deserves tremendous credit for reinvesting in our recycling program.
Absolutely. So that'll be Mayor Bloomberg on Monday. That'll make news. We'll put whatever he says to the mayoral hopefuls on Monday night. We'll play clips from that next Tuesday morning. And next Wednesday, the Deputy Commissioner of Sanitation for Recycling and Sustainability will be back for one last Earth Month visit. Ron Gonen. This has been such an informative series. People are really appreciating it. So I look forward to your one last visit next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.